Welcome back. Midday Show. Hugh Douglas. Joe Gilly, you guys with us. 215-592.
Getting us ready for our fight.
94-94. That's how you hop aboard.
Like what agents say, you can't win. You can't win, Rock.
All right, we got to get to something here, Hugh. We got a lot going on the show today. Between the leadoff spot with Kyle Schwarber, should they move him back? And, of course, Dallas Goedert. I want to keep him, and I just think the Eagles are undervaluing him. But, Hugh, once in a while, there's a debate that rages on the internet, and we need to weigh in here on the show. And, Hugh, yesterday I saw one, and I can't wait for your opinion on this. And if you need to long talk, Hugh, I understand. Hugh, I have a question for you. You ready?
Yes.
Okay. Who do you think would win in a fight? Now, no weapons, okay? Zero weapons. This is just mano a mano or whatever the phrasing is. Hugh, 100 men or one gorilla?
Silverback gorilla.
One silverback gorilla.
A 7-foot-tall, 400-pound, 1,800-pound lifting, 3,000-pound squatting silverback gorilla.
Or 100 men.
The man better kiss their ass goodbye because they're not going to be able to fight that gorilla. You know what's funny? A friend of mine, Van Lathan, he used to be on the TMZ cat. So yesterday, he had a post where he had a list of how he's going to attack this gorilla. And if I'm not mistaken, he's going on his podcast today to break this down. And I said, and I sent him a text and I said, dog, you tripping. And in his text, the only thing that he said, you're going to be a part of the heavy brute group. And I was like, I just said, yeah, that's wild.
He's recruiting you.
No, listen. Let me show you. Let me show you this list that he has. He has a list of he's going to attack in waves.
Yes.
Right? He's going to attack in waves. And the first wave, let me see what the first wave was, Joe. The first wave, he got it
well,
in waves.
The first wave is gone.
Meat snacks. Yeah. 300-pound, he had Vince Wilfork. So I'm assuming the bigger guys are going to be like the sacrificial lambs.
Oh.
And then he has the second wave is runners. So and he has as a side disorientation, like they're going to run around and disorient the gorilla. Now he has it broken down into wave three, light brutes. Mm. Light brutes. And like I said, I'm in the fourth wave, the heavy brute wave.
That's good.
And then the fifth wave is the finishers.
Oh.
The John Joneses of the world.
Yeah, you got to have the tough guys in there for that.
And I'm like, first, let me just tell you, like, I'm a long talk. This is why I'm a long talk. Let me tell you how this is going to go. You're going to have 100 men that are going to be feeling real good about fighting this gorilla because they have numbers on their side. And I've heard some of the arguments where they were talking about, you know, we got stamina because the gorillas, because I went down a rabbit hole with this, too.
Oh, I did, too. I was watching a whole AI breakdown.
And I was watching how they were talking about the gorilla has a lot more fast twitch fibers in his body than a human and how the stamina would be an issue. But here's the one caveat that I think people are forgetting. Whomever out of those 100 men that gorilla gets his hands on first is going to be a visual representation of what's about to happen if he gets his hands on you.
So you think it's going to ruin the morale?
No, let me tell you what's going to happen.
He's going to break the first one in
half. Now, let me tell you what's going to happen. That gorilla has the strength to rip your limbs off of your body with just a pull. So he's going to snatch somebody's arm off, and he's going to beat somebody else with that arm that he snatched off. Mm-hmm. He has his bite strength is greater than a lion's.
It's double a lion, yeah.
So he's going to bite somebody's head off and spit it out. And then the other 98 individuals that saw that, regardless of how the outcome of that fight is going to be, they're not going to be right for the rest of their lives.
I agree with you. You need to have the right men. I mean, this is important. I don't think it's as much of a lock as you do the gorilla wins. There's 100 men.
Joe.
100. The average, how much would you say the average man weighs? 180, 200 pounds?
The average man. But you're talking about going to get, I know elite fighters, somebody said go get the mountain from Game of Thrones.
Yeah, no, I'm
and his brother.
I'm just talking about the average man. The average
this
man.
Can't just be like you walk outside on Market Street and you find the first 100 guys.
You got to get some elite fighters.
No, I just think but hold on a second. Even if you don't have elite fighters, 100 times 180, 100 times 200, that's 18 to 20,000 pounds of men.
And the first
the gorilla
guy
weighs 500 pounds.
Yes.
So that we have them. And when I say, all right, I actually think the men could win if they plan this properly. When you add in...
You sound like Van.
Hold on. When you add in this, Hugh, what is a victory here? Because to me, a victory is one man is alive and the gorilla's dead. If I lose 99, I lose 99. Yeah. But it's still a victory.
But you have all 100 at your disposal.
But see, here's the one thing
and that he's failing, they will be.
That you're failing to realize. And I think that most people that are doing this, because I assume we had this conversation, that I'm one of the 100.
You?
Right? Yeah, I'm assuming.
Well, you're
like, just
a lot more so than me, that's for sure.
That's what I'm saying. I'm assuming.
Well, if I have my pick, I'm taking you over Kyle. Yeah,
well,
or me.
I'm just saying, you're going to be one of the 100. That visual of whomever that gorilla gets a hold of and tears from limb to limb. Is going to deter you
this
from whatever
for
else
the
you're
weak
doing.
Of heart. This isn't for the weak of heart.
Yes, because whoever takes that first L is going to be a visual reminder for everybody else.
It is funny to me that the people who are on the side of Gorilla are like, you guys are out of your mind. No way. And the people on the human side are like,
you never know.
And, somebody said, we have ingenuity. We're smarter.
We do. I think the humans have three distinct advantages besides the sheer numbers.
Yeah.
We have the planning aspect
tactical,
of this.
Tactical
right?
advantage.
There's tactic.
No weapons, though.
No weapons.
No
but
weapons.
Neither does he.
No weapons,
what
but there's tactic.
What are you planning?
There's strategy. How you surround it. Like you said, the waves and the size of that. Like the gorilla doesn't. The gorilla
he might
can't.
Not even realize there's 100. Right. So he's fighting off 20 with his right arm. And then come 30 more over his left shoulder.
I think y'all forgetting what. See, y'all are forgetting one thing. The first person. Like the elephant. I mean, excuse me. The gorilla is so strong. That it can crush an alligator skull with one blow.
Yeah.
So
there's going to be casualties. I know this.
A ton of casualties.
Okay. So, again, I ask you, you're a part of that 100. Which wave are you going in?
Oh, I'm going last, for sure. I'm saving my own bacon.
Oh,
you kidding me?
I'm coaching this team. Yeah. I'm not actually participating.
I'm the finisher.
I am here to tell you, when that first cat, whoever that first cat is, once he catches that ass whooping, everybody else is going to rethink
this whole
strategy.
Thing about the waves is that this is the one thing gorillas do lack. They're bigger and stronger. Not a lot of stamina.
That's right.
You ever see like wild animal fights, man? The stamina runs out pretty quick.
Don't matter.
It might.
It's going to be a quick fight.
No. I'm 100?
No, I disagree.
How quickly could he not take out 100 people?
When that gorilla punches somebody in the chest and caves their whole chest in.
Yeah, that's the first few.
And you see that's
wave number one.
This is what y'all forget.
They're already gone.
Once you see that gorilla cave that buddy's chest in.
That is demoralizing.
Then he cracks somebody else's skull with one blow. The other guys, the other 98 dudes were like, dude, what the hell did I sign up for?
Rocky wasn't fazed when he saw Drago kill Apollo.
That's right. He went right after him.
He went totally the distance different. And took him down.
So you're like
Rockies.
Hugh's like Adrian. She's afraid.
I bet you if he saw that Ivan Drago punch that Apollo's head off his
that's
shoulders,
right.
yep. that would have changed
that didn't,
his
that
thought
didn't deter
process.
Rocky.
He was there. He saw no, him.
Rocky saw
when
it.
I say punch your head off your shoulders, I mean literally. Punch your head off your shoulder.
Oh, they got teeth too.
Yeah, they do.
And they will bite you.
So another key to this is if we're going to make a game plan, we can't show the whole team the game plan because that first wave, that game plan.
The sacrificial
they know they're gone.
What part of first wave don't you get that you're probably not coming
we're
back?
We're not going to give you all the details. Just go in.
These are cavalry, infantrymen.
I'm trying to tell you. First wave is the huge indicator that you're probably not going to survive.
I'm sorry. You got to take one for the team. We're trying to win this.
The other thing is gorillas aren't much bigger and stronger.
Y'all really
not very coordinated.
No, they're not. No.
They're wild.
And if you get that thing to the ground, that's it. Then you just pile on and you just pummel them.
I like how y'all say this with so much conviction. Have y'all ever seen a silverback gorilla?
I have.
In real life.
Dog.
You ever seen me?
Bruh.
100? You're forgetting the strength in numbers. 100
Listen,
men.
Silverback gorillas eat their own doo-doo. What do you think they're
going to
do?
They're not very smart.
But they're very powerful. They're going to eat their doo-doo and then eat you. This is a bad idea. I don't care how you try to strategize. Once that first person takes that L, it's a wrap for everybody else.
No. About that?
Okay.
I think we're talking like the first 30-40 cooked.
Again, if 99 die and
start
one lives, and there's no gorilla left at the end, the men win.
Man, listen, I've watched a lot of horror movies. I've never seen anybody in real life get decapitated, but I'm assuming that if that happens or lose a limb in real time, I'm assuming that that's traumatizing. And then when you see how it actually happened from a gorilla, that did it with no effort.
Yeah.
That's gonna change. That's gonna change a lot of people's minds.
You have to vet your 100 men. You can't have the weak of heart. 215-592-9494.
Can't believe we have this
conversation. Well, we are now. We're here now. I mean, I need it. We need to get everyone's opinion on this. All right. So, along with the leadoff thing, should they move Schwarber back? And of course, Goddard. Are the Eagles undervaluing him? Who wins? 100 men or one silverback gorilla? All right. Let's talk to. Let's grab Rick in Princeton, who's got a gorilla take and the Goddard situation. What's up, Rick?
I don't think there's any chance that humans beat a gorilla. Because yet, with the strategy, they're going to overthink it, right? You're going to have, what, five guys maybe attacking the gorilla at once, and a gorilla could take five guys.
Yeah, but you have 20 waves of five guys, Rick. But like the other 95 are just not going to sit there and hang out. Like once he's distracted, the other wave's going in.
No. A mad gorilla, bro, he's going to be swinging and punching.
100. It's not. I'm not talking about 20 people here. 100 men. You don't think 100 men could take the gorilla?
No way.
It's gonna be some maimed individuals.
Again, I understand we're gonna lose some people here, Rick. I just want to come out on top.
like he was saying, he's gonna rip off an arm, start beating people, rip off another arm, bite somebody's head off. I mean, it's gonna be carnage.
Yeah, it is. Now I know who I don't want as one of my 100 men: Rick in Princeton or Hugh Douglas. You guys would run for the hills.
Bruh. As soon as he ripped that arm off, it's a wrap.
Yeah, you'd be out.
It's the baby.
All right, Rick. What are you thinking on Goddard?
Goddard's a little too banged up. I don't know. I mean, Calcaterra, can he do it? Maybe. But I don't know. I mean, he's not a top money guy. Yes, he is a top performer, but I think you need the return on investment.
Well, that's what obviously the Eagles do, Rick, and that's why they're probably going to move on. And Rick, we appreciate the phone call. I don't know, a lot of accountants out there today, Kyle. Douglas, the accountant over here, assistant GMs. Yep. Why am I? He's not a free agent, right? They already have him under contract. They can fold him into the salary cap this year. So then why am I worried if he's quote-unquote overpaid? That's the part I don't understand. It's not my money. They don't need to go sign anyone else, right? It's not like free agency is going on. For the most part, this is the team. It just feels like we're too worried about his value. I'm trying to win football games.
No, I get where you're coming from, but for them, it's the economic side of it. And it has to make financial sense. Especially when you talk about all the money that they doled out for the production of Saquon, and you know, if you for Zach Bond, and he doesn't fit the criteria, I'm with you. But the unfortunate part about the NFL is there is a financial aspect to it.
Can I give you a dumb analogy I think you'll
go
relate
for
to?
It.
Now I'm going to start with this with the assumption you can afford it, right? You're not broke, and you're hungry. Would you overpay for a pretty good, not great burger, or would you say I'm just not going to eat? I think you wouldn't eat.
I ain't going to eat.
I'd overpay.
I'm not overpaying for a nasty
but
burger.
No, I didn't say nasty. I said pretty good, not great burger.
I did that before, and I was mad
but
that
you were
I did
hungry,
it.
And I took an L. And then you were fed.
I went to a spot, and I was...
This is obviously sticking in your craw.
No, it is. And I went on the information of somebody that I trusted.
Oh,
was a good place.
Yeah.
So I went in and I bought some chicken. It was like $30 for some chicken. And I was like, wow, that's kind of high.
That's pretty expensive, it seems like.
And when I got it, it was not that. First of all, it wasn't all that. It wasn't what it was portrayed to be. And they didn't pluck the feathers off all the chicken. So that was kind of a deterrent for me.
Excuse me?
Hey, well, you know how somebody didn't get all the feathers.
This was chicken like at a butcher shop or
well, it was a chicken at a it was at a market. You know how when you go to certain places like they had the farmers market.
The feathers are not supposed to be on it.
Yeah, they missed a few feathers.
Oh, you got to go ask for your money back.
Well, at that point I was in the car. And I just was mad at the person that gave me this information and I threw the chicken away cuz I was like I didn't want to eat. I don't want to be reminded of what I was doing.
Yeah.
Cuz you know how when you like, you know, you eat certain things, you know, you just like, I know this is a chicken,
ignorance
but I didn't.
Can be bliss with something.
Yeah, you know what I mean? And I was like,
feathers is a lot. You get, I would have walked right back in. Like, this is not what I paid for.
I left, and I was just like, it was oversold. It was oversold. And I was a little hot behind that. I took the L. You know, sometimes some L's are harder to take than others. That was the L that I took, and I was hot. $30.
You know what they were doing all day? They were looking for the sucker that would pawn off
here
the feather
he
chicken.
He walks in there like, oh yeah.
But no, it was one of those markets where, you know, it's in the area I was in, it was like a farm raised kind of deal, and they do their own chicken. They
I get
you know
it.
What I mean?
It's so it's a little more mom,
like,
and pop than
yeah,
a,
yeah. Yeah, and I was just like, damn, y'all couldn't get the felt. Like, it wasn't just one, it was a couple of them. And it wasn't like it was like the big feather. It was just a couple feathers.
But that's too many feathers.
It was just too many for me.
Yeah.
And I was like, damn, I took an L. I don't like taking L's like that. I don't.
So that's why you're worried about the Goddard thing. He comes back, he gets hurt, it's an L.
Well, no, it's more.
You think there's feathers on Goddard. Just to say it.
Well, no, I think that when I have these takes, I'm trying to think as the Eagles are thinking. You know, I like Dallas Goddard. I think I would like him to be here. Mm. But when you talk about that dollar amount, and what they're trying to do, to me, it makes sense. And that's the part that I'm trying to
do. Again, these guys want to go hungry. I'm okay paying a little bit more for some food here.
I'm not paying for no nasty burger. $30.
Okay, it wasn't nasty.
That burger was pretty good. Gold flakes. How much you paying for the burger?
$30? I don't know. What's a decent burger these days? $18, $20
bucks? I will say this. A Whopper's like, what, damn near $10
Way
now.
Too much.
Wow.
Yeah, Whopper's like
fast
$10.
Fast food's gotten out of control.
That's ridiculous.
I mean, but a Whopper, to me, a Whopper's worth $10.
But you won't pay Goddard $14 million?
No, hold on. A Whopper's like the worst of them all.
You think so?
Yeah.
We definitely ain't about to get no Burger King endorsements around
no,
these parts.
That, you guys just took those out.
We got the
right
jug
right
handle coming.
We cooked with that.
Yeah, that one we ruined.
That's not going to happen. And the jug doesn't have feathers on their chickens either.
They
defeathered the chickens.
Or someone defeathers the chickens.
Somebody does it. I don't think Nicole is out there doing that.
I can't. That feels
Kevin
like
might be out there defeathering the
Kevin,
chickens,
what you have to just defeather this chicken before we serve it to you. OG Wade is up. What's up, OG?
What's up, fellas? How we doing?
Good, OG. What's up?
Hey, listen, this gorilla thing got me intrigued, but how I would do it is I would do it in, first of all, I need to know what arena we rumbling in. I ain't going in no damn jungle to get him. But if you put
that's true.
In
can't
a,
give
it
home
arena,
field advantage.
Yeah, that's a good point.
No, I'm just saying, I need to be where we can corral him. You know what I'm saying? He go jumping on trees and all that. I didn't get on damn tree. I mean, so if we're going to be in the arena, like at the, you know, like
yeah, the octagon,
whatever. The Coliseum or something like that, then we can send 20 men in five groups at the same time. And all you got to do is you want to pin both his legs and both his arms out, and then you got the other guys that can choke him out. Then I'll take him down like that. Y'all making this thing too complicated.
See,
man.
Hugh? It's five ways of 20. You pin the arms, you pin the legs, you choke them out.
Yeah. I mean, you know what I'm talking about. I've been rumbled some jokers that's man. Like silverbacks. You know what I'm saying?
But y'all wild, man. on a good day, if he's steroided up, the average man.
He's steroided up.
We can't give the girl steroids then.
No. I'm saying on a good day, like the guy, like who is the mountain, Thorge Bergeson or whatever his name is, Thorne Berg, whatever his
what
name
if we
is.
Have 100 of him.
He's probably at his best. He's probably benching pressing like three. I would give him 350,
we have
maybe
400
four.
Men.
Do you know how much a gorilla bench presses?
Like 1,000 pounds.
1,800 pounds.
Okay, he's only
so,
one gorilla.
So wait a minute. OG's plan is to get these dudes. To hold his gorilla, like jump on him and hold his arms down? Okay.
Yeah, and his legs. You got to get the legs.
Oh,
get they strip from their legs, you.
Okay.
You know that. When you in that pull-up pulley system, you, where is your strip coming from?
It's like
a cut block. You take his legs out.
I love the confidence that y'all display sitting here. This is, you know what this is the equivalent of right now? Is people that got Twitter fingers. You know what I mean? Y'all talk all that
now,
trash.
Now, we got strength in numbers.
No, I'm just saying.
I mean, I'm sitting behind glass right now in a cozy studio. If I were in a jungle, I'd be shaking.
And when you walk up on that silverback and he stands up and he's 7 foot tall, ain't nobody going to be having that same kind of bravado in real time.
Well, you got to
deal it. You notice I didn't make me one of the 100.
That's what I'm saying.
So now,
y'all true. Yeah, we're all offering up other people.
Yeah, I'm going to coach the team. I'm not going to go in there, yeah.
Yeah, I'm just thinking about putting a squad together. Now, I'll coach them. You know what I'm saying? Yeah, I'll do that. But listen, on this Goddard thing, right, I like Dallas Goddard. But when I look at, you know, you got to look at the style of the quarterback that you're playing with. Jalen Hurts is a receiver type player. He's not really a tight end needed quarterback. He throws most of his stuff is outside the numbers. When you see Jalen Hurts go to Goddard, it's almost to appease the media. Why don't you throw over the middle? Why don't you throw to Dallas? Because every time you see Dallas get a catch, he's wide open. You know what I'm saying? It's like almost of a gimmick play. So if it was Patrick Mahomes, then I don't think Patrick Mahomes can play without Kelce. You know what I'm saying? I don't think Lamar Jackson can play without his tight end. But this type of quarterback, we don't use him like that. I think he's undervalued in the sense that we don't even get the value out of him because, A, he's hurt 7 games out of a year. B, you know, so and tell me a game that we lost because we didn't have Dallas Goedert. So I think Howie plays it, whereas though it's need over want. Do we want Dallas Goedert? Absolutely, 100%. Do we need Dallas Goedert on this team to win? And that is absolutely 100%. No.
Yeah, that's fair, OG. It's a good point. I mean, he throws out to the outside almost all the time. OG, we appreciate it. And that's not usually where Goddard does his damage. It's almost like they scheme it when they do. But he makes plays when they get him the football. That's for sure. 215-592-9494. That's how you hop it. A lot to weigh in today. Should the Phillies move Schwarber back to leadoff? I say yes. He has not hit well in the cleanup spot. And I want that Thunder to start a lineup. The Goddard thing is driving me crazy. The Eagles are clearly undervaluing him. Hugh, you know, assistant GM Douglas over here doesn't think so. And really what I'm most interested in right now is your take on 100 men versus the gorilla. He was adamant that the 100 men can't win. And I just think he's seeing this wrong.
Once he ripped that arm off of that one guy, everybody else is going to be shook.
Again, OG Wade hit it right. You pin him down, the legs and the arms, and you choke him out.
Yeah.
He's right about the being in the jungle thing. We can't have him climbing trees.
No, the arena matters, yes. If his trees were in trouble. Home field is a big deal here. All right, 215-592-9494. Your phone calls. On the other side, more on this and your take on the Gorilla versus 100 Men. 215-592-949 for Midday Show, Sports Radio 94 WIP.
Let's talk about bacon, but not just any bacon. Let's talk about Hatfield bacon. From classic hardwood smoked bacon to sweet maple brown sugar, even that extra thick cut bacon and applewood smoked bacon. Every slice is packed with flavor. Top your burger with it. You can level up your breakfast. You can snack on it straight from the pan. You get no judgment from me. Treat yourself. Grab some Hatfield bacon today and taste the difference. Head to simplyhatfield.com to find a retailer near you and put some Hatfield pork on your fork. The Street Fighter music is
wild. Oh, yeah. Welcome back. Midday Show. Hugh Douglas, Joe Zill, you guys with us. 215-592-9494. We'll get to an NFL general manager who was angry at sports radio yesterday. And a latest on Jahad Campbell. How banged up is he? What is the red flag on his injuries? More came out yesterday about the Eagles' first-round pick, which we all like, and obviously has a chance to be a really good player. But why did he fall? We got more on that coming up. And, of course, a lot to debate, 100 men versus a gorilla. A lot of people are scared of this gorilla. I mean, led by Hugh Douglas. And I get it. It's a significant challenge. But I think if prepared well, 100 men could take down the gorilla. We also have Schwarber should be back in the leadoff spot and the Goddard situation. I just think the Eagles are undervaluing him. Can we hear from Howie Roseman post-draft? Listen to the way he talks about Dallas Goedert.
Do you see a path where Dallas can come back at this point? And is that the one place maybe you're still a little bit uncomfortable?
Dallas is a heck of a player. Heck of a person. Certainly don't want to do anything publicly where we're discussing anyone's business, but have so much respect for him. Been to 2 Super Bowls together, and obviously would love him on this team. You know, you always love having Dallas on this team, but we're not there right now on any of that. But love Dallas Goedert.
Yeah,
Oh, that sounds like that might have been a kiss of death.
Yeah, love him.
The more you listen to it, it was like, we love that.
We might be ready to say goodbye.
It might be kiss the baby.
Yep.
You think we can get Dallas to be on our 100 men, the list?
Oh, that would help.
That would help. We get Lane. We got Dallas.
Yeah, just stiff arm the gorilla.
We got to have Mailata.
All right, so here's a wrinkle to add.
I don't know. I kind of like him as the left tackle of the Eagles, though.
Yeah, we don't want to lose him.
Can't lose him.
Oh, yeah, they about to catch an L.
All right, let me ask you this, because you're very strong. You'd think the gorilla would win. How much does the caliber of man matter? Now, let's be real. If it was 100, me and Kyle's were dead, right? Yeah. The gorilla's going to win that.
I think it helps,
right?
But
so
it still
if we have 100
matter.
Lane Johnsons, that's still a big difference. Oh,
He's going to tear Lane's arm off.
You think 100 Lanes doesn't have a greater chance than 100 me's?
After he tears the first Lane's
arm
off.
I'm like half a man.
After he tears the first Lane's arm off and he crushes the other Lane's skull, The other 98 lanes are going to be rethinking their decision.
You are underestimating.
I am telling you. See, I don't think people
This is life or death. It's fight or
flight.
It
is life or death.
But you can't run.
And I think
What if it's an octagon?
We're in an octagon.
Yeah.
I think people aren't realizing how much damage. Like, it's in short bursts. I give you that. But the damage that he's going to inflict. Like, because
it's going to be terrible.
Even ask ChatGPT. They said that 100 men can win.
Yeah. Yes.
But there's at what cost?
A grave cost.
Wait a second.
When you heal, you ain't going to heal, right?
You're missing your
mind. I'm at the end.
You ain't healing, right?
This isn't a letter grade. This is a pass fail. Okay. If I lose 99 people, I get that's one at true. The end and the gorilla's dead, it's a pass.
Man, no.
Pass fail.
No. You ain't going to be right for the rest of your life.
What if it's a TLC match?
You're going to always remember
no weapons.
The carnage that gorilla inflicted on your friends. You ain't going to be right ever in life after this fight.
I'm not saying that I'm volunteering for this. I'm just saying if we have to do this, men can win.
I think everybody that thinks that they can beat this gorilla has to be a part of the 100 men. I think that it's only fair.
Oh, there's a lot of people that think this.
That you have to be a part of it.
It's too many rules.
And I don't think people are really looking at this realistically.
I think you're not. You're just scared.
This is a fight to the death.
Yes.
Okay,
let me ask you this. If like 20, maybe 25, 25 men jump on the gorilla's back, he's going down.
Okay.
Well, you think he could hold that weight on his back?
Well, first of all, my thing is this.
Is he flailing wildly as they're jumping on?
And somebody's gonna catch a crushed skull.
Okay.
Somebody ain't gonna be right. And when you hear that blood curdling scream when that elephant, or I keep saying elephant.
Elephant is a whole different ball.
No,
wax.
But when that gorilla makes contact with somebody's limb. And they let out that blood curdling scream because something's gonna break.
Yeah.
It's gonna break. And when you hear that person that breaks a femur or a bigger bone in their body, they make that noise. It's gonna change everything.
If you have a weak stomach, stay home. This is not for the faint of heart.
Where's my mom? Somebody gonna call for their wife and their mama. It's gonna be ugly. And then that's gonna take the fight out of everybody.
Yeah, you got some weak friends.
be like, hold up, did you see what happened to little Timmy over there? He got his whole skull crushed.
I can't worry about Timmy.
With one blow.
It's the first quarter. We gotta power through.
Do you remember?
Then you play football. Injuries happen. Next man up.
Do you remember Aliens with Bill Pulley when he said, I don't know if you kept up on current events, but we just got our asses kicked.
It'd
That's
be a mess.
What it's going to be.
It'd be a mess. All right, 215-592-9494. Can we hear Elliot this morning? Elliot on the money. Like, what's really going on here? What did Elliot think when he heard Howie speak about Goddard?
From the Eagles' perspective, if they were to move on from him and ignore the cap implications, just the cash, if they were to move on from him, they save that cash. So from Goddard's camp, they're probably going around the league seeing who will pay him 14. I mean, I'm sure they started hoping for more on a multi-year deal. Mm-hmm. And now from the Eagles' perspective, he's not finding that. They kind of hold all the cards at this point because they could say, yeah, we'll have you back at $5 million, you know, and then it's up to Goddard's camp to go and find a better offer than what the Eagles are willing to pay.
Yeah, it does feel that way. And it does feel like the Eagles are going to move on from it. I just think they're undervaluing. Where do you come down on Goddard, Schwarber, and 100 men versus one gorilla? Zach in Franklin Mills up. What's up, Zach?
What's up, guys? Can you hear me?
Hey, Zach. What's up?
How y'all doing?
Good, Zach. What are you thinking?
As far as the gorilla versus 100 men go, I feel like if the 100 men are vetted and they are in, like they know that they have a life or death right here, fight or flight, I'm going team 100 men.
Yo, we're having a draft.
If they're vetted.
Draft and train.
He said you got to get some hardened killers.
Yeah. If it's like 100 people you're just grabbing against their will, I'm taking gorilla all day because you factor into people trying to run away and stuff like that. But
Zach,
again, it's
a good point.
Arena.
If it's random, half of them could be built like me. That's not good. And then also the other half could just be scared and run away. You're right. They have to be committed.
Zach. Can I just say something real quick?
Sorry about that, Hugh.
No, you're fine, Zach. But you know the gorilla skin is super thick, and their muscles and their bones are super dense.
Yeah. So 100 people need to jump on them enough to break those bones.
I'm just trying to tell you. Mm-hmm. I don't think it's gonna go the way you think it's gonna go.
If you're getting, I don't think you could find like 100 people like Brock Lesnar type people, but if you're getting like people like better humans than the average Joe now here, then I think the 100 men got at least a fighting chance.
Yeah, they have more of a chance than at least Hugh's given them. Zach, what are you thinking about the leadoff spot? You want to keep Stott there?
I'm leaving Stott there for a few reasons. Number one is I feel like with Schwarber's struggles right now, I feel like those will eventually go away. But number two is I like where Stott is because I feel like he's playing the freest baseball. My biggest concern is we have a man making $300 million on our payroll right now that his greatest moment since he's gotten onto our books hasn't even been in a Phillies jersey. And I feel like you know what I'm talking about.
Yeah, World Baseball Classic Trey Turner.
Yeah. So my biggest thing is, why is Trey Turner still hitting in two hole?
So, Zach, I hear you. And statistically, just what he's done, he doesn't belong there. I think the only answer is, and I know Topper's gotten away from this a little bit, you know, as far as worrying about stacking all the lefties. He's the righty that breaks up Stott, Harper, and Schwarber, right? Otherwise, because if you take him out, I get you have to put either Bohm there or Cash. There's not a perfect answer to the puzzle.
Right,
the pieces don't fit. Yeah, right, exactly.
And
he's walked more this year. Zach, a good phone call, man. We appreciate it. I'm the Turner thing. One part of my brain is like, this guy's just not a $300 million player. I never feel that way. The other part is he has at least walked more and he's gotten better. He's given better at-bats. He's chased less. He struck out less, all that. But can I get some oomph from some Turner at-bats? It's all infield hits. The other night, I know he had three hits, so I'm not, you know, not saying he had a bad game. But the one was a bloop with the wind in the first inning.
Mm-hmm.
And then the 10th inning, it was the chopper that, I mean, good, he has speed and he beat it out. But
yeah, that was a pretty good play. That was a pretty significant play.
No, it was important. But can he drive a ball, Hugh? Can he hit one into the gap? Can he hit one off the wall, maybe over the wall? It's soft.
You know what I think this is, Joe? And this is the reason why I'm not too keen to move everything because I think that these are just adjustments that they're going through.
Yeah.
You know, because you look at Aaron Nola the other night. We talked about how it looked like he was losing his stuff.
And he pitched well.
And then he bounced back. I think it takes time. You're asking this team to do a lot of different things that probably going into the season, they didn't think that they would have to do. And to their credit, they've done it and they haven't complained about it. But it's still an adjustment. Kind of like Kyle Schwarber. I think it's still an adjustment for him.
Can I throw one extra element of the Gorilla Men thing we haven't talked about into the conversation? my brain is just
I know, because everybody's like that.
Well, so you brought up, how are the men going to feel when they watch one of their guys get
broken
in
half? Yeah.
Well, how's the Gorilla going to feel when he sees 100 men circle him? That he's never experienced that in his
life. That's
true.
He's going to be confused until one of y'all try to put hands on him.
No, he could be dazed.
And then he's going to go into survival mode.
I understand, but he's never experienced.
And then he's going to start spinning like a helicopter, and he's going to take out like 20 people by his just the glancing blows.
Well, I got 80 left.
Okay.
I'm just saying, but he's never experienced this either.
I think when you hear the blood-curdling screams of the people when they get hit by a gorilla, I think that's going to take the fight out a lot of people.
It might, but you know what? I think you're overestimating his fight.
Because you know what it is,
maybe
Joe,
he gives up at some point and just says, I'm out.
No, he's going to give up and go lay down for a little while.
He lays down. We're choking him out.
First of all, y'all not going to choke him out. Let me tell you how it's going to play out. Let me tell you, realistically, okay, he's going to put hands on that first wave.
Yeah.
And it's going to be limbs and blood and body parts all over the place.
Yeah.
And the 80 that are left, they're going to try to regroup. And first of all, they're going to have to go change the draws because they're going to be in their poop the pants. And they're going to have to come back.
We don't have time for a draws change.
Yeah, you're going to have to.
It's a fight to the death.
And then you're going to have to because I'm assuming this is a cage match. You can't leave until what's done is done.
Yeah, we're in the octagon.
So
there's a winner and a loser.
So the other 80 men are going to have to muster up whatever testicular fortitude that they got left.
Yeah.
Well, they have to, or they're going
to
die. They don't have a choice, I think, is at the end of the day.
Question, because this does impact things. We said no weapons. Is he allowed or is he not allowed? If he could, I don't know if cognitively he could figure this out, to pick up one of the men and use it as like a bat.
He probably will.
Right.
Like, it's a gorilla. With the gorilla, there's no rules.
Okay, so
So why are we fighting with rules?
That's a problem. If he just picks up one of the humans and uses it as a bat.
He's going to start beating somebody with a limb.
I know. That's an issue.
The visual is just going to be too much.
What are we going to do if he, like, the rule is no weapons. But if he creates a weapon out of a man, what are we supposed to say to him?
Oh, babe, gay gorilla, what you doing?
Luckily for us on Twitter right now, there's a Jolly Sports Chat going to 106. I asked him. His first question was,
perfect timing.
His first question was, am I one of the guys? I told him he can pick his 100 men. Okay. So we'll see where Jolly comes
out. Okay, we'll get Jolly's answer sooner than later. All right, let's go to Jay in West Philly. What's up, Jay?
Man, look, Killian, you and this got it thing, man. And look, I got the perfect thing for the gorilla, too.
Okay.
Don't worry about that.
Okay.
The gorilla, like Thanos, we got one option. We got one possibility. So, like the Marvel movies, we only got one shot to beat him. I'll give you that at the minute. But this got it thing, you're going to pay the fifth option $14 million a year?
Wouldn't he be the fourth option?
He's tired of this.
Well, who are we behind? So we got, obviously, AJ, Devontae, and Saquon, right? Yeah, all right, so he's fourth.
Yeah, okay. It depends on if Jalen break out the pocket.
Okay, that's all right, I get your point. Yeah, right, in terms of Jalen running.
Fifth, all right,
so
right?
Fourth or fifth, and in terms of touches, yeah, fourth or fifth.
And then you play, what, 10 games a year, 11?
Well, last couple, sure.
Oh, the last couple. So you want to pay him $14 million. And then you said you worried about if he come in here, he going to be the number one option on another team, right? When was these defenses designed to stop him?
Well, no. If he came in here in an NFC playoff game against the Eagles, you'd be happy about that? This guy is a big game performer, Jay.
You got to be in the game.
He's never missed a playoff game, ever.
Yeah, he's never the defensive focus when the playoff games come. Yeah, they don't game plan for him.
So you're an accountant, too. Everyone's an accountant over here. Why are you getting rid of good players? Why are we getting rid of good players? He's on the team.
Who game played the first? He shouldn't have been here in the first place because his name's Dallas. He might be a mole.
He's a pretty good mole if he's a mole. They just won the Super Bowl. I mean, that's pretty funny. He's a mole.
Hey, look, you never know with that guy.
Yeah, all right. I think we're past the
Jay's a mole.
Are you a mole, Jay?
It's just like your boy Harper is
there we go.
Yeah, but now I was waiting for it.
Yeah, you know exactly why they struggle.
I don't, actually.
Tariffs.
Because of what?
Tariffs. They can't get their shipment over here.
Oh, I got you.
He said tariffs.
Because of the tariffs.
No, not the tariffs. We have reached the time low.
As soon as the boy put tariffs in, they couldn't get their shipment over here.
Wait a minute.
Up.
Well, I don't know what to tell you on that, but I need him to hit. Jay, what do you got on the gorillas? What do you got?
Hey, Kyle, you going to go there to fight with us with the gorillas?
I'm not in the front line, Jay, that's for sure.
No, but I need your help.
What am I going to do?
No, you got access to all the WIP tapes and all that stuff, right?
You bait. You could be the sacrificial lamb.
Thought I was going to be bait for
Jay. No. Kyle is going to be the most important one because he got access to the kryptonite. If you can get a tape of one of Jolly's shows,
Jay.
Hey, look, you ever hear Jolly when he hosts it?
Oh, yeah.
10 minutes in. Oh, I guess nobody want to talk Philadelphia sports. Going to put Jolly to sleep. Jolly going to put the gorilla to sleep.
Shots at Jolly. Wow. Jay, we love you.
That wasn't nice.
That wasn't very nice. But maybe the gorilla would get distracted by putting WIP on in the background.
Well,
maybe he gets annoyed at someone's take.
We're confused.
Jolly's verdict, by the way. He's taking the 100 men.
Yeah.
And we should have known this after something that he said over the weekend.
Oh, okay.
Because a lot of this comes down to the size of the gorilla.
Yeah.
But Jolly had this to say about size.
I'm not big on sayings necessarily, but there are a few I live by. One of them is sizes for people in prison.
Okay.
Sizes for people in prison.
Mm-hmm.
I'm trying to see the correlation.
I don't think you want to.
Well, if you're fighting for your Fruit Loops in prison, I understand size definitely matters. But I was trying outside of that.
So Jolly's on our side, Kyle?
Yes, he is.
Not feeling as good as I did a few minutes ago. Not feeling quite as good.
Have facts, folks. Facts. Facts. Facts.
Well, it's tough to have facts on this one because I don't know if there's a documented 100 men versus gorilla in the octagon.
Has Jolly been to prison, though? Not prison.
What do you think?
Nah, he ain't been to prison.
I feel like that would be information we would have told you at some point. Our coworker, yep, been there. Aaron is up next on WIP. What's up, Aaron?
Good afternoon, Philadelphia.
What's up,
hey, Aaron, what's going on?
I'll tell you what, man. You guys had these topics of Goddard and Schwarber, and then you guys just come up with the most incredible topic of the week. I mean, 100 men against one gorilla?
Yeah.
I mean, this is a fantastic topic.
All right, well, what do you think? For your first thought on it, who wins?
This is crazy.
So I got three. It's coming in three waves.
Mm-hmm. Oh, here we go with the wave.
Here we go. So the first wave is the Kyle Quinn wave. And you got 30 Kyles, and they're gonna circle this gorilla.
That's not going to go
well. Okay? And then they're going to take a step forward, and they're going to start closing the circle. And the hope is that the gorilla goes after one of these Kyles. And as soon as the gorilla goes after one of these Kyles, the Kyles start running in a circle. And they're just going to try to get this gorilla to go in a circle and get dizzy. And as soon as that gorilla goes to the ground, you got 40 Joe Gilios behind them. Mm-hmm. And unfortunately, Joe,
you're picking the wrong guys for this.
Lands. I apologize.
I'm not fast either.
But this is not your typical Joe Gilio. You got to get the "I'm about to lose my mind" Joe Gilio.
You talking about standing up. You talking about Joel. You got a bunch of Joels,
Joel. We're talking Joel. About, yes. Mm. So you got to get these guys all fired up.
We haven't seen him in a few weeks.
A bunch of crazed dogs. As soon as this gorilla hits the ground, and then the last wave is the Hugh Douglas wave. And you got groups of three just going in. As soon as the Joes get on top of this gorilla and it's pinned to the ground, the Hugh Douglas is just going to go to work. And that's how you're gonna bring this gorilla down with 100 men.
Van's strategy. He,
yeah.
He calls it the brute wave. The
I like
heavy
the brute.
The heavy brute.
You're the heavy brute.
I could just see the Joes going in, you know, with the glasses on.
Yeah.
And their heads gleaming in the sun.
Right.
Why?
Yep, I'm going to bring that energy. So, Aaron, you bring up something that I don't think has been talked about enough the last half hour of the show. Is the gorilla smart enough to figure out how to survive? Like, he's got the strength to survive, right? Clearly.
He lives in the jungle.
But I don't know. Is he smart enough for this? If he gets circled by 30 Kyles or whatever, right? Is he smart enough to realize there's 70 more people coming after him? Hugh, I think you're giving the gorilla a whole lot of credit.
Well, I'm giving the gorilla the credit it deserves because it lifts 1,800 pounds and squats 3,000 pounds.
That's a projection. When was the last time you saw a gorilla with a bench press?
It's a
projection.
I have seen a gorilla crack the glass at the zoo, though.
Absolutely. But when was the last time you went to the gym and you saw him pushing 1,800 pounds?
I haven't seen it. I don't need to see it to believe it, though, because look how muscular he looks.
Yeah, he looks strong. 1,800 pounds?
Dude, you know what?
Heavy projection.
I would venture to say that two men couldn't even whoop a chimpanzee. Chimpanzees are strong.
I'm with you. Yeah,
chimpanzees are strong.
But
you see the one that bit
two.
The lady face
yes.
off?
Yeah, that was a that
nuts.
Was rough. That was only two.
You know, as I came up with my plan, I got this visual of the first Joe running in and the gorilla just twisted.
That's what I'm trying
Joe.
To tell y'all. Did anybody see
the Joe's running out of the circle?
Did anybody see the orangutan that grabbed the man's leg?
No.
And damn near tore it off, and he was in a cage. Y'all tripping. Y'all tripping.
I think it's best for our army not to watch these videos before.
No,
they're
going to
get all psyched out. All right, Aaron, what do you think on Goddard?
So the Goddard thing, my heart says I love him, and I appreciate everything he's done for the Eagles. But, you know, Hugh is right today, and God bless America.
Right
what a great
today.
Country we're. One day we can have a heated discussion, and the next day we can agree on
things.
That's
what I'm talking about, Aaron. We don't have to be divisive in this conversation.
No.
We don't have to agree
about
all the time.
Serious things like 100 men versus gorillas.
Yes. We can be adults about this.
It is a business. You know, and you gotta pick your battles, and unfortunately, you know, the NFL stands for not for long when you're an injured player.
It does, and I think that Hugh has mentioned it. It's a huge part of this, Aaron, and he's been banged up, and he hasn't played enough. I get all that, Aaron. We appreciate the phone call. All right, so I'm watching this orangutan video here, Hugh, that you brought up. A little bit of a way too much of a home field advantage for the orangutan. It had the protection of its cage.
But boy,
it knew it was
listen,
it was
no,
bulletproof.
But the dude that was in there, yeah, like when he grabbed his leg, he knew he was in a bad spot because did you see when his boy was trying to grab him?
He's freaking out.
They couldn't let it go.
I'd freak out too if the orangutan grabbed
me. Man, it's one, the hairless ape. Have you seen that?
No.
That dude look like he's been on a cycle for his whole life. Look, Google that one. And y'all talking about fighting silverbacks.
100 men.
Okay.
Strength in numbers. You're just ignoring the strength in numbers. 215-592. All right, let me quickly ask you this before we go any further. Obviously, we all saw the documentary. What was it, Run, Barry, Run? Was that the Barry Sanders? We know you couldn't stop Barry Sanders. We saw you chase him from 50 yards behind. If your Jets team had 5 more defenders on the field, could you have corralled Barry?
5 more?
Uh-huh. You had 11, and he was better than you.
That's different.
What do you mean it's different?
That's different. Barry was, I don't even know if that was the case.
10
That's
more.
Different.
10 more. At some
if we
point.
Had, if our numbers, okay, if we had some, yeah, maybe.
At some points, the numbers game is just in your favor. We know you couldn't stop Barry Sanders, but you give your Jets team 11 more guys, they might stop him. 100 men versus the Gorilla.
We got it.
Yeah, we're good. 215-592-9494. An hour left for your phone calls on all this. Goddard, Schwarber, men versus gorillas. And on the other side, we got some more detail on Jahad Campbell and why he slipped in the draft of the Philadelphia Eagles at number 31. How banged up is he? How much should this be a concern? It's definitely something to keep in mind as we get closer to camp. 215-592-9494. Latest report on Jahad Campbell, why he slipped down the draft. That's next. Your calls on all this on Sports Radio 94 WIP.